Welcome to the Breaking News Show by eTurbo News. For more episodes, go to breakingnewsshow.com. Stay tuned for the latest. Greater digital transformation demanded for Caribbean. The Caribbean Telecommunications Union, CTU, successfully conducted its 22nd Caribbean Ministerial Strategic ICT Seminar on September 30, 2024, as part of CTU ICT Week 2024 in St. Kitts and Nevis. This event was held under the leadership of Honorable Conrice Maynard, Minister of Public Infrastructure, Energy and Utilities, Domestic Transport, Information, Communication and Technology, and Posts of St. Kitts and Nevis. The Government of St. Kitts and Nevis, in partnership with the CTU, organized the seminar from September 30 to October 4, 2024. The high-profile event featured keynote speeches from distinguished regional and international figures, highlighting the importance of utilizing technology to tackle the specific challenges encountered in the Caribbean. In his keynote address, Prime Minister the Honorable Dickon Mitchell of Grenada underscored the pivotal role of technology in driving the region's development. Drawing parallels between technological innovation and athletic achievements, Prime Minister Mitchell urged Caribbean nations to strive for gold in their digital transformation efforts. He stressed that strong policy support, coupled with leadership and action at both the national and regional levels, is critical for the Caribbean to remain competitive in the rapidly evolving global digital landscape. Technological advancement is not just an option. It is a necessity for our region's sustainable growth and development. We must act decisively and ensure that our policies are aligned with global best practices to make digital transformation a reality for all Caribbean citizens, said Prime Minister Mitchell. CTU Secretary General Rodney Taylor echoed these sentiments, reiterating the Caribbean's ambition to achieve technological excellence. In his remarks, Secretary General Taylor highlighted the urgent need for the region to capitalize on emerging digital trends to build resilient economies. He called on governments, private sector stakeholders, and international partners to work together to ensure the Caribbean's digital future is inclusive, secure, and sustainable. Our region has immense potential and, by leveraging technology, we can address long-standing challenges such as inequality, economic diversification, and climate resilience. We must work together to achieve technological excellence and ensure that the Caribbean is not left behind in the global digital economy, Taylor stated. In her remarks, Mrs. Doreen Bogdan-Martin, Secretary General of the International Telecommunication Union, ITU, highlighted the importance of the Global Digital Compact, GDC, a landmark initiative designed to guide digital development worldwide. Mrs. Bogdan-Martin emphasized the importance of fostering international cooperation and developing resilient digital infrastructures to support sustainable development in the Caribbean. She highlighted key areas of the GDC, including guiding digital transformation, developing skills, and fostering collaboration with both the public and private sectors. The Caribbean is well-positioned to benefit from the Global Digital Compact, which promotes inclusivity, sustainability, and innovation. By working together, we can ensure that digital transformation leads to equitable outcomes for all, particularly in underserved communities, said Mrs. Bogdan-Martin. She also discussed the ITU's GIGA initiative, which aims to connect every school to the internet by 2030, underscoring the importance of universal access to digital education. The ministerial seminar also featured dynamic panel discussions on emerging technology trends, including the potential of 6G technology, a regional approach to adoption of cloud storage for the Caribbean, and, importantly, strategies for bridging the digital divide in the region. Experts discussed the integration of satellite and terrestrial networks, highlighting the importance of affordable, resilient infrastructure to support the Caribbean's digital transformation. Representatives from Huawei, the Global Satellite Operators Association, GSOA, and Dauphin Telecom provided valuable insights into how emerging technologies can address the Caribbean's specific connectivity challenges. As part of the ministerial seminar's action plan, participants identified several key initiatives for regional collaboration. These included developing a regional cloud strategy to promote cross-border collaboration, establishing a cluster of interconnected data centers to ensure resilience and data sovereignty, and partnerships with governments to provide customized cloud and AI-based solutions to address regional challenges. Paradise Mobile, headline sponsor for CTU ICT Week 2024, took the stage with a presentation on next-generation 5G networks, emphasizing the critical role that high-performance and resilient infrastructure must play in the region's technological future. Click here for more information on the CTU and its initiatives. iTurboNews.com. Thank you for listening. Watch and listen to more episodes of BreakingNewsShow.com.